Oh, hello, right. Welcome back, because Tom clicked out of it, so, you know, Tom ended it.
Thanks for blaming me. Yes, the first one didn't go so well. We had an interruption, so I had to stop recording.
Yeah, stop recording when I said pause it.
I don't have a pause button! It literally just has a stop recording button. I mean, you kept doing, like, things the whole time people couldn't see anyway, so... Anyway...
What?
We started, it was a really funny podcast, then we lose it. They turn on the podcast, listen to it, and zoom in being mad at each other. Tom ruined the podcast.
Okay.
All right, well, welcome to the Googly Eyes. I'm Tom, this is Stella. I pointed at her, but you can't see that, so I don't know why I did that. We are doing situations. Yeah. We're having these little questions and then deciding what we would do in this situation.
Watch the other one. What should it be called, though?
What? Well, the other one's gone now.
Oh, you just got rid of it?
Yeah, I got rid of it. Because it was only 6 minutes and then it stopped. If you had a time machine, would you go back in time or visit the future? And you said back in time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because then I could see my old self, say, get ready for school, and, like, just give it a big
okay,
hug.
So you'd only go back a little bit. You wouldn't want to go back to, like, I don't know.
Tom, I'd go back to my 3-year-old self. I'm 9, Tom.
Oh, I mean, you could go back to pirate times and have adventures. Probably die because they're not, like, the movies.
Yeah.
Go way back. I don't know. Or you could go to the future, see all the future stuff, like what kind of technology they're going to have.
If I brought technology back, it'd be a laser gun and I'd just shoot through the roof.
Yeah, and just probably get in trouble.
Probably get grounded.
Would you, well, you want to read this one?
Would you rather have a home on a beach or... in a mountain.
Well, in the mountains. And I would totally have one, like, in a mountain. Into a mountain. That would be cool.
I'd pick both, but mine has to be the beach. I love the beach.
You love the beach?
It just brings back memories for me.
Mountain for me. Give me the trees and rocks and cold and awesomeness. I think that'd be really cool. Be a mountain man. I already got the beard for it, so...
Besides, I can just come over to your mountain and live there with you, so whatever. That's also another reason why I picked beach, so you could come over to my
favorite game as a child. When we were kind of breaking this up into board games and video games.
Mine was Just Dance.
What about,
board games?
Well, not board games. What about games like, tag or hide and seek? Do you have a favorite of those?
I have bad games that are good. I can't.
Yeah, you have imaginary...
I can't say a favorite.
Okay. You have, like, imagination time.
20 million.
Because you make up your detective game.
Sometimes I just make it up.
Battle game.
I don't think of what we're going to do. I'm not going to be like, okay, so in, like, 20 seconds, you're going to be running for, like, exactly 10 seconds. Then a person will come and attack you.
I used to do a lot of make-believe.
But me, I just make it up instantly. I'm like, then he starts to attack.
Right? When your cousin Nick was younger and Jonathan, mm-hmm. I used to, they would get their toy guns and I had like this pellet gun. Obviously, I didn't have pellets in it. But we would walk around and pretend like we were snipers or something or spies. And you'd like sneak around the corner. If you saw him, we'd just be like, bang, bang, I shot you. And, like, play imaginary games, or we play, like, Lord of the Rings or something.
You watched Lord of the Rings when you were little?
Well, yeah!
Why can't I?
Why can't you? You haven't seen Lord of the Rings? Mm. Well, everyone, sorry, we're gonna have to pause our game because... What?! You haven't seen Lord of the Rings?
You said I couldn't watch it.
When did I say you couldn't watch it?
Like, a couple days ago.
Lord of the Rings. I think you're thinking of something else. I would love to have you watch Lord of the Rings.
You said to not watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Child, you're not watching Game of Thrones.
Until I'm what age?
50.
But you're not 50.
No, you should never watch Game of Thrones because they butchered the last season and it's terrible. All right. What food do you crave most often?
Sugar in general.
Oh, yes. Because we were talking about Stella's hoarding of sugar. Because she's a sugar dragon.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should post a picture on Facebook.
Of your sugar cachet? Yeah, we totally should.
Just get in there. Take a massive picture of how big this thing is.
Yeah, she literally has a Tupperware bowl just full of candy that she collects. All right, you're making noise. We'll do the picture after. Yeah, pulling all our candy out right now. We'll do the podcast, then we'll do, because now all people are going to hear is like... from you moving that bag around. Yeah, no, we'll take a picture, we'll post it on the on our Facebook page, and you guys can check it out. She has so much candy. Just so her parents don't get in trouble, she does not eat the candy, like, in one sitting or anything. This is why she has a giant bowl of it. She saves it.
I eat, one every day.
She's like a dragon with its hoard of gold, but her gold is candy. For myself, the food I crave most often is probably pizza. I have loved pizza pretty much my entire life, probably because of the Ninja Turtles. I used to watch the Ninja Turtles when I was a kid, and they ate pizza, and I was like, yeah, if I eat pizza, I can be a Ninja Turtle. Now, the Ninja Turtle part never happened, but I do love pizza. Ow.
I fell.
Stop falling. If you could visit one place on Earth, where would you go? The center of Earth. No, I'm just kidding. Where would you go? What's one place you've always wanted to visit?
I want to make a joke.
Okay.
The center of the Earth. I heard candy down there just falls down there.
Just a giant fireball candy. Where would you like to go? You ever wanted to visit somewhere like Italy or France or... I don't know if you know many places. Japan?
Oh.
Huh.
Korea.
Korea? Oh, no. See your boy band?
No, that boy band sucks. It's so stupid.
Why Korea, though?
I want to learn their language.
Oh, okay. I go to Italy and get some Italian food, man. And some pizza. Well, let's see. What would your... Oh, this is a Stella question. Hmm. What would your dream house be like? You used to have a specific house that you were like, that's my house. I'm going to buy that house. And then they painted it and you're like, never mind, I don't want that house anymore. Dream house. What would your dream house be like?
Well, first, I did that when I was little. I was saving up so much money and I still have $400.
Sadly, you'll probably buy a house before I do. I don't know. My perfect house would have to have a big kitchen because I love cooking, and a big library because I love books.
My house would be this house in Roblox.
Oh, tell us.
It's like one of these modern houses to where the roof is like slanted, like sideways.
Okay.
It's all modern. It's massive. The kitchen is massive. The only thing that's sad is it has a sad fruit bowl on the table.
Aww.
It's really sad.
You know what I've always wanted in the house? Huh. Secret passageways.
It has that.
Does it? Mm-hmm. I would love to have one of, like, the bookcase where you move one book and it, like, slides over.
It has exactly that.
Does it?
But since it's on Xbox and you have to look for each book and you probably wouldn't know that when you buy it, you walk towards it. And it opens, and there's an area where a helicopter is.
Oh, that's cool. Ooh, here's another thing. A weird thing I always wanted. I want a hallway, right? A bunch of doors down it. And you open the door, and there's, like, you know, there's different rooms. But some of the doors you open, and instead of a room, it's just a painting of a room. It's not a real door. It's just a huge painting of a room. You're like, wait, what?
And that house has a massive backyard, because I am an animal lover.
Oh, you would. You would have a ranch, basically, huh? With all your dogs and cats.
I meet one animal for one second of one of my friends, and I immediately get attached, and the dog, like, always, dog, cat, comes over to me all the time.
Here we go. Huh. Here's a good question. What makes you the angriest?
School.
School. Yeah, that's pretty fair. Me? The way she acts when she's angry about school.
Just
fucking drop. You know what's actually kind of funny? Something that does actually make me very angry. It's like a pet peeve. Repetition. When someone, like, keeps saying the same thing again and again and again and again and again and again and again, I get really, really mad. Like, if they keep making the same point, I'm just like, I'm gonna kill you.
Actually, Fortnite, too. Fortnite. Fortnite is the worst game. The only reason I always live is because I use my friends as body shields. Just pick them up, be like, bye.
11-year-olds on Halo.
I've played Halo, but suddenly I can't get it. I'm like, Dad, but I've played Halo.
What always brings a smile to your face? Stella.
Slime.
Pizza.
Just you and me.
Everything. I'm a very smiley person.
Probably me too.
What song reminds you the most of your life?
What is that?
I don't know. That is a very... How can she even hear with her hair like that? That's a weird picture.
Maybe she just cut a hole through her hair. And maybe. Just like, just that.
She's just like laying down defeated. I don't know. I like songs about like feeling like an outcast because I often feel like an outcast. Very emotional.
I like those loud ones to where they're like out and open and you can tell it's them, like they're screaming, they're out there.
I do like when it feels like they're really getting into it and they're like, yeah.
I like the ones where they start calm but then they go like There was this one on America's Got Talent to where it was like it was kind of like, oh, you know, just like kind of her just doing weird opera stuff.
Yeah.
And then immediately it went to rock and she like ripped off clothing. And she was wearing like a metal dress and just sang the whole way with metal. Because first they were all like bored and stuff. Judges. And then when she went to that, they were all like rocking out. It was great.
Would you rather be rich or famous?
Famous. Because you're going to be rich if you're famous.
Ah, see? I'm the opposite. I'd rather be rich, because I don't want people bugging me all the time, but I'd love to have the money. And if you're rich, you can be famous anytime you want if you really want it, but...
Yeah.
No, I'd rather be rich.
I'd be famous, because it's like being famous and rich, so...
Although... I don't know, sometimes people are famous for bad things.
Well, yeah, but I'm not.
You could, like, have a really... Like those people that have YouTube videos where they, like... I don't know, a skunk farts on them or something, and it's like, ha ha, you're skunk girl. You could be famous for that. I guess I'm trying to be an author, so I probably should say famous, huh? Because that would mean everyone knows my books.
Me, I'd be famous for probably, like, singing or dancing. I don't know.
There you go.
Or crafting, just craft. No,
famous
me,
crafter.
Me craft.
You know what?
No.
They have those. What's up?
Me crafting a grappling hook. Just
a grappling hook.
And like, it's just all made of crafts.
If you were a superhero, what powers would you have?
Powers or power?
Let's go with power.
Okay.
Since you
mine
probably,
would be.
You can combo if you want a little bit.
Mine would be able to turn into anything. Since if you were able to turn into anything, you could have every power. Because you could turn, you could say, turn into dragon. An ice dragon, then you get ice powder. Powers. Powders, yep. Powders.
Yes, ice powder, too.
And you could just shrink and do whatever you want.
Oh, no. The powers question is always tough because there's
also,
always
so
a
I could
downside.
Just be a cat and just go on the roof and chill out.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Cat. Actually, that would be cool to be able to, like, shapeshift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie, that'd be a pretty good one. A lot of powers kind of have, like, downsides to me.
Like, turn into a wizard.
Yeah, right? Well, you're like, you could fly. I'm like, well, yeah, I'll just get hit in the face with bugs and birds and stuff. That seems terrible. And like, you could be invisible. And then, like, someone would run you over with a car. They wouldn't even see you.
Yeah.
You know, you could be super strong. And then everything I touch, I might break.
Like, you opening the door just...
Yeah. Like, oh,
it happened again.
I can read thoughts. I'm like, I don't know if I want to know what people think about me.
Like, what if they're
seems like a bad thing.
Like, hate you.
If you could change anything about yourself, what would it be?
Well, you didn't pick your superpower, though.
I never can. That's the thing. I always think about the downsides.
Do you want the same one as me?
Yeah, shapeshifting would be cool. Ooh, actually, no, it'd be cool is the power to, like, instantly know how to speak any language. I can talk to anyone.
Well, that's what you can do.
Yeah. Too. Maybe super intelligence, but then that could be a burden.
But with shapeshifting, you can learn any language.
Oh, man, you could be a spy.
You could just turn into, like, an Asian person and be like...
You know what, that one seems too serious. These are weird questions.
A dog.
Oh, hold on.
Is a dog.
You are walking to work. A dog is drowning in the canal on the side of the street. Your boss told you if you are late one more time, you'll be fired. Do you save the dog? Of course you save the dog. You really want to go to work and keep your job and be the person that let a dog drown?
Yeah, like on the news, walking right by it, like staring at it.
Yeah, right? There's like a photo on the news of you just looking at a dog and walking away. That's horrible.
I'd save the dog. Honestly, I'd save the dog, keep it as my own.
Yes. If you
besides,
were...
I don't care about jobs. Jobs are stupid.
Jobs are stupid.
And besides, when I get a job, I'm making my own job with all my money I have.
What do they give
me? So I can't fire me.
Money to do things and, you know, whatever. Stupid.
I make my own money.
That's illegal. If you were an animal, what would you be and why?
We're skipping that one. I can't answer that.
I'd be a wolf. I have no idea why.
I'd just be a butterfly. I'd be like, bye, Nana. I'm leaving. No school for me.
I'd just be one of those super old turtles.
Actually, I'd be a snake.
If you could be trained up in any profession by your choice of the top professionals.
Same.
Yeah, writing. Unless it was cooking. Although, no, because then it'd probably be Gordon Ramsay. And he'd yell at me and I'd cry and I'd be sad. So, yeah, writing. Alright, that's the end of the questions on that list, so I guess we'll call it here, because you gotta get back to school.
No, I don't.
Which makes
no,
you angry.
I don't. No, no!
Yes. Okay, stop hitting me. It probably just sounds like weird popping glasses in the microphone. Stop choking me! It's not good for the podcast. I told you, you can't choke me until we're doing videos. Then it'll be funny.
Just until you die, then you're like, that wasn't funny.
No, I mean, it was probably still funny, but... All right.
Just not for you.
Yeah, so we will post the pictures of her candy hoard. Mm-hmm. And if you guys come up with any questions or situations you want to throw us and we'll answer them, feel free to do so on our Facebook page. I should probably figure out what our Facebook page is sometime. And just look up the Googly Eye Podcast on Facebook. We'll be there.
Yep.
All right. We also got to come up with a good Indian sometime, because we always just ramble on and then go, bye!
Yeah.
So, bye!
Bye!